hall. But also, it's fantastic to have such a quartet come to play with us. But first of all, I would just like to do the usual air hostess business of telling you we're not in any way expecting a fire or any earthquake or anything, but I have to legally tell you where there's a door there, there's a door that you came in, and the artists will go out through that door if there is anything like that. The toilets are on the way out, the men's on the left and the ladies on the right. It really is such a pleasure to welcome you all here today, because we didn't have much time to tell you about this happening. But it's all happened because Mary Stevens told me that the quartet were going to some local nursing homes. And through the Evesham Dementia Action Alliance, which here in Evesham we're so lucky to have, because so much has been going on through them, we have been able to organise this morning. And so I introduce Catherine, Graham, Rosie and Sarah. And they have kindly come to, from all sorts of different parts of the country to play for you today. We have put a donation box at the back if any of you feel you would like to help. But it's all through the kindness of the English Symphony Orchestra and all the money that Mary Stevens has raised so that such wonderful musicians can go into nursing homes throughout the area. But they also gave us, some of you, I don't know, Eric may have been there, a long time ago at Harterbury Castle, we had a fantastic afternoon. When, didn't you come, Catherine, for that? I think it was the Harterbury Castle. We had an afternoon. I think it was the one.
Yes, absolutely.
We were able to organise that much further ahead, so people from Kidderminster cafes, from Bromsgrove, all round came to it, and we had a lovely afternoon. But everybody, the best part was the music. Ladies and gentlemen, your morning concert. Thank you.
So, welcome. It's lovely to be here. As we've come from all different corners today to meet in the middle here. As we do when we play with the orchestra, we are quite spread out. But it's lovely to be here. I've not actually been to this place before. And you are quite spread out, so if you can't hear, just shout or just say if you can't hear what we're saying. Because we're going to try to introduce most of the pieces, introduce ourselves, introduce our instruments. Any questions, feel free to ask. Any songs you may know, tunes, because we've got such a variety, you may know some. You may just want to come and dance, lots of dancing space at the front. Clap, whatever, just please feel free to join in and ask us any questions along the way. Oh, there's one at the back already.
Yes, just one remark. If people could switch on their mobile phone, that would be useful for the recording.
That was my fault, I forgot.
It is actually being recorded, but we can still sing and dance.
Maybe that's fine, just to let people know that it's being recorded. Yeah.
So there's a big camera, microphone here at the front here. So if you want to come and sing. So we're going to start our programme with a piece of music which was written by a local boy, really, to hear almost, Sir Edward Elgar. And it's quite fitting. It's called Chanson de Matin, which in my best translation is song.
Thank you.
by Bach, so we're going back a few years. This was a piece of music. It's been given the title Air on a G-String. It was very famous at one point for those advertising smoking cigars. Seems amazing they used to do that on the television, but it was used as sort of, so that sense of relaxation when you're smoking a cigar. So that's what this piece is, the Air on a G-String by Bach.
Thank you. youngest instrument of today's ensemble. The clarinet was really invented in the late 18th century, which for this collection is positively modern. And one of the reasons I chose to play the clarinet, when I was probably 8 or 9, my dad used to take all four of us, I'm one of four kids, to the Barbican on the Tube. We used to cross London on a Sunday, and in the morning, in the Barbican, in the foyer, they used to have free jazz events. And I, apparently, according to Dad, was totally captivated by one particular musician who was on the front of the stage playing what I then discovered was the clarinet. And completely different to the court of King Henry VIII, this was some Dixieland. And I was taken with this, and I kept on pestering Dad, and eventually, when I was 10, I started playing the clarinet. I'm going to demonstrate a little bit on the clarinet now with the help of Rosie. We're going to play some blues, which originated in New Orleans. So we're taking a big leap from the courts of Henry VIII to tin roof blues to give you a little taste of what the clarinet can sound like.
This is my old stamping ground in a way. Anyway, so it's nice to be back. Now, I play the oboe. I'm sure you all recognise this instrument, although it's probably not quite as well known as the clarinet. It looks very similar, doesn't it? But it has one major difference, and that is the reed. Now, the clarinet only has a single reed, but I have a double reed, so I can make a squeaky noise on mine. And it's a different shape as well. It's conical bore, which means it starts narrower and it gets wider as it goes down, whereas the clarinet is pretty much the same dimension all the way down. So it sounds very, very different as a result of that. By Mozart, and it's a divertimento.
Specifically for this combination and by a composer who actually, a British composer who only died, I think, just a couple of years ago, Richard Rodney Bennett. He did write a lot of film music and jazz music, but also some classical music as well. So he wrote some travel notes. So these are slightly obscure ways of travelling in the collection, but we're going to play number one, which is a journey in a hot air balloon. I don't know whether anybody has been in a hot air balloon. Yes? Yeah, I mean, it looks very peaceful. I don't know, maybe when they let the air out, maybe it's a bit loud, but so this is a very gentle piece, which is just describing flying up in a hot air balloon. The second one is very different, and it's the number four of the group, and it's called Car Chase, so it's a little bit faster. In fact, we're directed to play as fast as possible. So, in a hot air balloon and Car Chase.
Tea and cake. This might be rather suitable. This is Teddy Bear's Picnic by Bratton.
Yes.
squeaky noise. I just had this hole. So I don't know whether any can remember, I certainly did when I was a child, blowing across the top of a bottle and making a sound. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing all the time. So I have a lot of air that escapes as well. But that's all I'm doing, blowing across the hole. And I was inspired. We were hearing about inspiration starting to play an instrument. Well, somebody came round in primary school with a flute in a red sort of velvet inside case with this, what I thought, very shiny flute. It wasn't really, but it was very shiny. And I thought, I like the look of that. Never heard it played, but I chose it just because it looked nice. So we just heard the lovely Danny Boy, which of course was the Londonderry air, a lovely slow Irish tune. So I thought, even though I can play a bit of jazz on this, it's better suited to folk music. So I thought I'd play you an Irish jig, the Irish Washerwoman.
Thank you.
So from a hornpipe, we're going to go to a sort of a march, or certainly played by marching bands over in America. Again, it was used for a signature tune for a television programme. I may ask you at the end if you can remember what it is.
Thank you.
dancing yet. We've had a hornpipe and a jig, still no dancing. So does anybody know the Mexican hat dance? Or did you forget your sombreros today? So this is a traditional song from Mexico, and it's the Mexican hat dance.
Thank you.
sums up our programme today.
Thank you.
little bit of Dixieland. We won't do the slow bit at the beginning. Of course, it's tap dancing time.
Yes.
So, do you want to tap dance with your feet there in your chair? Absolutely do. Maybe we'll go a bit upbeat as well. Oh. Maybe that's fine. Here we go.
Do that. And if
if you wouldn't mind just taking a minute to fill in the feedback form on the table. We'll bring some pens around if you haven't got any. Then we'd really appreciate that from the Youth Dementia Action Alliance. And last but not least, I'd just like to thank our wonderful volunteers. We have Sally, we have Hayne, we have Jenny, we have Anne, obviously, and we have Liz. So thank you very much for all. Diaries, 21st of November, for those of you who came to the Knees Up, Tees Up event that we had in May, which was, you know, phenomenal, we're going to do a Christmas theme, Knees Up, Tees Up, on the 21st of May. We will meet you in November, 21st of November. We will have posters to give out at the cafe and sing and pray next month. We haven't quite firmed the venue yet, but we'll do that short.